AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. may be looking at another shift in Syria. The AP's Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
President Trump has insisted he's pulling all American troops out.
We're bringing our soldiers back home.
But some may now stay in Syria to make sure its oil fields don't fall into Islamic State militant hands.
Those are things that we would have to present to the president.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper in Afghanistan, hours before the president, said he's thinking about it.
I don't think it's necessary, other than that we secured the oil.
Either way, the troops coming out of Syria will not immediately be going home. Esper says they'll at least temporarily go to Iraq to keep fighting the militants. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a cabinet meeting today, President Trump lamented he decided to withdraw having his Doral Resort in Florida host the 2020 G7 summit.
It would have been the greatest G7 ever.
The president also talked about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have to get tougher and fight. We have some that are great fighters, but they have to get tougher and fight because the Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election, which is coming up.
The charge d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, William Taylor, is expected to testify tomorrow. At least three storm-related deaths have been reported in Oklahoma. Nicole Schultz's house in Dallas was in the path of a tornado.
Metal sheets in the trees, and my neighbor's insulation is in my trees, and my neighbor's fence is in my yard. I'm speechless.
Mayor Eric Johnson says it was very fortunate no one died in Dallas. Two people were killed when a small plane crashed near the Raleigh-Durham Airport in North Carolina.
It was a rugged area, a lot of debris, trees. It was difficult to locate.
Kendall Holcutt is with Raleigh Fire. The plane crashed yesterday and crews got to the scene today. The first federal trial in the opioid crisis has been scrapped in Cleveland. Most of the defendants have reached settlements. This is AP News. Facebook is stepping up its efforts to ensure that it's not used as a tool to interfere in the 2020 election.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg says they've made big changes since the last presidential election.
We've gone from being on our back foot to now proactively going after some of the biggest threats that are out there. We built systems to fight interference that we believe are more advanced than what any other company is doing.
In a conference call, Zuckerberg says they've already disposed 50 clusters of fake accounts.
The initial clusters that we saw were primarily from Russia. And more recently, we have seen increasing sophistication and attacks emanating from Iran and China as well.
And there will also be a special security tool for elected officials and candidates that monitors them for hacking attempts. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new study finds climate change is making stronger El Niños, which can change weather worldwide and heat up an already warming planet. El Niño can trigger droughts. Ed Donahue, AP News.